7 o'clock, let's call this meeting to order. Would Ethan and Caleb like to come forward and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Tristan, you're not in uniform, but you can come up too if you want. Whenever you're ready, boys.
Please join in Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, man. Ethan and Caleb are joining us tonight. One of the requirements of our citizenship in the community merit badge is to attend the city council meeting. So have fun, boys. Okay. Roll call.
Coke.
Here.
Colosimo.
Present.
Fletcher.
Here.
Leschewski.
Here.
Frieders.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Tourless.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
A quorum is established.
Okay, at the request of Alderman Frieders, I'm going to move Public Works, Public Safety Committee Report Number 2 to Ordinance Amending the Regulations for Licensed Massage Establishments, the number 1 under Mayor's Report. Is there any other amendments to tonight's agenda? All those in favor of amending the agenda as presented, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We have a presentation. The Eagle Scout's going to make it tonight, so we'll reschedule that. We have no public hearings. Do we have any citizen comments on items that are on the agenda this evening? Absolutely. Please up at the podium.
Okay.
Just sign in, state your name for the record.
Peterson?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Fletcher?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, and Alderman Grossman, do you want to make the... you want to take over public safety number 2?
Sure.
So we have it for sole proprietors for massage establishments, it's $10.
Yeah, we're $10.
Oh, that way?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's really old one, never mind, sorry.
Yeah, so sole proprietors would be $10, and larger massage establishment.
But if you want to make it 200.
If you want to make it 200.
Joe's a change, sorry. The red deal packet. Never mind, we'll leave it as is.
Any other comments or questions on that one? Roll call, please.
Coke.
Aye.
Butcher.
Aye.
Freiters.
Aye.
Torulis.
Aye.
Delosimo.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Milchewski.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, back on the mayor's report. Entertaining motion to approve a resolution approving an application to Omnitracks Inc. for a public grade crossing over Hoover Drive at the Hoover Forest Preserve and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments, questions? Roll call, please.
Torulis.
Aye.
Colosina.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Milchewski.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Clocher.
Aye.
Freiters.
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll entertain a motion to approve an ordinance abating special service area taxes for special service area numbers 2005-08, 2005-109, special tax for funding bonds series 2016, Auto Creek Project and Bristol Bay 1 Project, as presented in the City Council packet and Exhibit C, revised scenario, SSA taxes paid, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments or questions? Yeah, I mean, we did get confirmation that these were paid by the developer.
At 4:05 p.m. So the ordinance that you're approving is the lower tax amount.
C.
Any other comments, questions? If not, roll call, please.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Abstain.
Milchewski.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Clocher.
Aye.
Freiters.
Aye.
Torulis.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, before we leave Mayor's report, I did want to give a quick update on snow operations. Obviously, it's been a very trying week to 10 days for Public Works. I asked Eric to put together an outline of the snow ops that they did last week and what they planned for this coming storm, and just a general update, so everyone got that. And as you can see, we used about 500 tons of salt in these last week or 10 days. We're still in good shape. Altogether this year, we used about 1,300 tons of salt. We still have about 800 tons on hand, about 600 tons on order. So me and Eric and Bart sat down and met today after the department meeting just to talk about what went well and what didn't go so well. Obviously, we've had a string of weather like we haven't seen in quite some time, with all the snow and single-digit temperatures and snowstorm after snowstorm. So Eric had a couple of suggestions. Right now, currently, we put down about 500 pounds of salt per mile, which is basically about the average for community, well, pretty much a national average. I think I did a lot of driving this last week, and I can't say that our roads were really any worse than any of the communities around. I think a lot of communities have a challenging time right now with the roads. But one of the things we talked about, years ago, we used to drop a lot more salt. Obviously, after the recession, we cut back a little bit, and you know, when some, you know, environmental concerns were brought up, we kind of scaled back on the amount of salt. So we talked about with certain snow events, like we've had this last few days or weeks or so, we talked about maybe upping the salt usage to about 700 pounds per mile, depending on the snow event. We also talked about implementing the use of calcium chloride solution a little bit more. Something we do once in a while, but you know, I guess that binds with salt, doesn't draw it as much, and gives it a really good kick to get the snow melting quicker. So it's one of the things we talked about. So along with the use of brine and calcium chloride solution, maybe dropping some more salt. Obviously the manpower, we have about 16 full-time guys plowing right now. We have two new guys that are still a little bit green, so they're not in the big trucks yet, but once they're up to speed, that'll help a little bit. And we still have, between Parks and Public Works, we still have two or three openings that we're looking to fill. So, other than that, I mean, like I told Eric and Public Works guys, I think overall, we've done a pretty good job. I don't think we've seen any more complaints in the last 10 days than we do normally. So, I just appreciate all the Public Works guys coming out and leaving their own homes and their family, and putting themselves in harm's way out there plowing, to make everything safe for all of us, so. But we definitely did a review, and I'm gonna ask Alderman Frieders to take this up again at the next Public Works Committee meeting, just Eric can do a little update, and just keep an eye on it as far as what we do, because, with increased salt usage, obviously comes a bigger hit to the budget. Like I said, we have about 600 tons on order right now, so, about, what is it, roughly $50 a ton right now?
$48.05. Yep.
Oh, okay, so.
So, right at $50.
Yeah, so you're looking at, $30,000 for the 600 tons we have on order, so. But, other than that, we're in pretty good shape, but we're definitely gonna keep an eye on it, and next Public Works Committee meeting, so do an update, do a little recap of what's working good and what maybe we need a little bit of improvement on.
Absolutely.
Did I miss anything?
No, one thing we do at Public Works is we do a winter report, so we'll make sure to get that right on the money.
I know that the big concern before was storage. That it,
yeah, we still buy. Have storage, but.
I know that we've talked about, facilities planning, but that's still, ever since I've been elected, that building has basically gotten thinner and thinner, not to mention salt storage. So we do have some conversations to have relatively quickly, because once we're behind it, now you're paying for expediency. So whatever we can do to plan to spend wisely, not just on the salt, but on where we're gonna store it. I know we have some property that we own in random locations that are new in the last, 3 or 4 years. I think it's time we actually tack down where we're gonna kind of spread our wings and get working on a plan for long-term expansion, especially as far as Public Works is concerned.
All right, with that, I will turn it over to Alderman Frieders for Public Works Committee report.
All right, I make a motion to approve an ordinance establishing special service area number 2019-1, Prestwick, the Highlands at Ashley Point, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Comments or questions?
I think we just should clarify for everybody that it's a darn.
Yep, backup SSA.
It's a backup, so we don't get any sausage showing up yelling at me again.
Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Blocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Pelosino?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Alderman Koch. If you would take economic development committee report.
Need a motion to approve an ordinance establishing regulations for the mobile vendor vehicles and truck rally special events, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Comments or questions?
Did you see the news about the Kane County one the other day? Carbon monoxide?
Yes.
So we should just at least mention it in there. We're not gonna have more than X amount of vehicles under a roof. Just a suggestion.
What Michael Sullivan brought it up? What happened?
So they had a food truck rally at Kane County, the fairgrounds. Inside.
And they were running their trucks?
Yes, sir. So one person hospitalized, I think like 38 were evaluated, but have you ever been to the swap or the flea market there? It smells like exhaust anyway, so I don't know. Just want to make sure, because I know that Kendall County has some similar facilities. Keep them outside.
Okay, any other questions, comments?
I mean, we have to write an article that says people want to stick forks and outlets.
Also, babies should not swim in buckets. It's no toasters and tubs.
Vehicles inside a building.
Anywhere.
Just something to put in there.
Anything else on food trucks? Roll call, please.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Blocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Pelosino?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion passes.
And Alderman Postle, if you would take Public Safety Committee report.
Yeah, motion to approve the ordinance amending Title III, Chapter 13 of the Code of Ordinances, licensing requirements for resale dealers, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second?
Second.
Comments or questions?
Yeah, I got a question because I was absent for this meeting, unfortunately. With the 35% benchmark, what stores in Yorkville will be affected by that?
There's a few that are currently licensed because that's the existing standard. The exact names of them are escaping. So we wouldn't change the regulation on any of those businesses.
Which I voted against.
As much as it would then include Target or anywhere else that takes in traded electronics.
So it would include Target?
It was drafted to include Target. So there's two definitions. One is if you take in more than 35% of your total revenue from trade-ins or pawn type arrangements, then you have to get a license. Or if you have sales of more than $1 million a year and you take in any amount for electronics trade-in. Whether or not you engage with the committee.
Okay. So any store with over $1 million gross or a store with 35%?
Yes.
That doesn't take $2 million, but taking 35% of the revenue to resale.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yes, sir.
My question is this singling out any one independent business at any point the way it's worded with the two clauses?
The definition that we add, which is the second part, is the $1 million gross sales and then any amount of resale, includes only Target that we're aware of so far. But any other store, like if Dick's would have taken in sporting good equipment when they were open, Kohl's ends up doing that for whatever reason, toys, that would apply to them too. So any big box type establishment that's going to take in trade-ins for resale would have to comply by that. So Home Depot, the tools,
Best Buy,
Menards, the tools, yeah. If we had Best Buy,
but currently has drafted, there's only one that falls into that category
that we are aware of. Yes,
Ms. Orr, does that pose any type of a problem for a class of one?
I don't think so because it's a regulatory system that would apply to other businesses, and as the administrator said, there may be others, and other big boxes may come. Best Buy is the one that comes to mind. Unfortunately, I don't have a Best Buy holding in it.
So they may come, but currently as drafted, it is only one that falls into this class.
I don't think it was ever intended to get it at Target, and I think the record would so demonstrate that it's to have knowledge and experience of this trade-in. So I think we could proceed if they object and come up with a reasoning. You will hear the story.
Two other questions. Has anybody reached out to Target to discuss this? I mean, we need to have their input as to how that would affect that.
I believe that we have made contact with them because I think they were the initiating party on the question. Whether or not there's been, or what the follow-up has been after that, I don't know. I'd have to follow up with somebody else.
And then the way that it's drafted, that any business deriving more than 35% from co-signed sale, resale, et cetera, of any goods, merchandise previously owned by consumers, can that be read as a negative that a smaller business that does not have $1 million in gross can actually now begin doing resale as long as they keep their revenues under 35% and not be required to register?
Yes, because that is the current standard.
Right.
So the current standard is only above or below 35%. Right. That's how our ordinance has been drafted.
So any business in the city can do resale of anything?
Yes.
As long as their gross revenues from those resales are under 35% of their overall?
Correct.
I like this entire ordinance. There's so many loopholes and problems. I'm going to be voting no, but I mean, I can't.
with this?
I believe it was Target's inquiry as to whether they would need to get a license for this. And so it was through staff that we had posed the question. I believe the Public Safety Committee reviewed it once, if not twice. And this was the recommendation that came out of the committee.
All right, any other comments or questions?
Joe's down.
Yes, sir.
Does this affect the used car dealership too? Now that I think about it.
I would guess no. I mean, that certainly wouldn't be the intent because that's, kind of a, type of trade.
But it's not listed as an item.
Exemption.
Jewelry, stamps, gift cards, coins, AV equipment, electronic equipment, precious metals, previously owned by a consumer. Doesn't say automobiles.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so
I know that automobile trading.
Accessories are listed on here. Consignment or for sale, any goods, wares, merchandise been owned by a consumer, not limited to furniture, appliances, clothing. This almost seems like it's a pawn shop type thing.
That's the intent of the entire section.
But the license in and of itself, there's no fee structure on here.
That's what I was going to say. So it might be elsewhere within the code, but there is a fee for a resale dealer, pawn shop, itinerant merchant, depending on what your license says.
I just don't think that was covered in the discussion because it's not.
It wasn't because you didn't ask us to review the fee.
Right.
It's a section in the amendment. It's just the amendment. It's not the amendment. Mm-hmm.
What is the fee?
Off the top of my head, I don't remember. I think $200 or $300, if I remember correctly. It was less than the massage therapist, less than most of the liquor licenses.
Yes, ma'am.
So, if this is directed and made toward pawn shops, and now we're going to say it's Target, is Target going to follow the same procedures that we put in place for a pawn shop if something comes in to see if it was stolen or merchandise?
Yes, the way the code is drafted, they would be required to follow all the same regulatory processes that the pawn shop would do. That, I believe, had been communicated to them at some point during the process, yes.
Anyone else?
Yes. If we don't approve this amendment, Target or any other business in this class can still proceed to sell the items. They just are not obligated to register.
That is correct.
That is the only thing that is on the table really here is whether they register and we have oversight through the police department or not.
Yes.
How big of an issue is it for us to have them register? I guess that would be more directed to you.
Significant. A lot of stolen phones get turned into places like that. That's how we would track them.
Is it predominantly the phones or is it anything
else? It's all kinds of electronics. Once people that steal those realize that they take them in trades, they do that. That's part of the problem.
Gaming systems?
And Target's taking those now?
They want to. A lot of times the problem we have is our burglars will then target those items because they have a place where they can legally sell them and then we can't track them.
The other part of the ordinance, the tracking, the logging, the cataloging of the information, is there a hold on that material for a time or is it just?
I believe 10 days.
10 days.
Yeah, I believe it was a 10-day hold on.
I can't remember what it was.
The fee is $200. I thought that was pretty close.
Annual?
It is. Yeah, per calendar year, $200.
So the ordinance that we're discussing makes perfect sense. Like approving it does. I just think it's weird that. Well, no, but like, if you don't adopt this, you allow Target, the largest retailer in our region, to accept any number of electronic devices, which we currently have businesses in town that stop, wait 10 days, and log these things for us. I remember when we first started talking about the ordinance with the coin stores, how kind of that it felt like the drip by drip thing that you say once in a while, which I totally agree with once in a while. But in this particular instance.
Where's the coin store now?
Well, But they shut down four of their locations. It was an excuse to rant. Like, I remember that. That was more of a personal situation, not his actual, you know, constitutional whatever. But when you talk about it from a standpoint of you have one of the larger retailers in the area can now take a cell phone that somebody stole from their grandma, and now instead of just getting cash, now they can get store credit and get food. I think that becomes a legitimate way of surviving, which I understand it if you're ever in that predicament. But I mean, look at the reasons why people are stealing things. Drug abuse, whatever. So I think while, yes, I am somewhat leery of adding another layer of bureaucracy, this at least puts a 10-day hold on the material that was stolen, potentially stolen, and now you know that it's there. So as someone who just recently lost a computer to a break-in in my vehicle, I get it. I think this is more of an advocate for the people who are having things stolen, not to find a way to throw shade on the people that choose to turn things in.
I get that completely. The one issue I have is that right now it's the threshold of 35% for any reseller, but now we're creating a class. In my eyes right now, it's a class of one. Granted, there could be any other business that comes in that's going to generate more that would enter into this business. But right now, if it was the same standard for the other one, you know, for Target, that would be equitable. But we're creating a separate category that isolates them. Now, if we were to drop this down, you know, for everyone that's a reseller that, you know, 0%, and then everybody has to track everything, we still have that 35% that's going untracked. You know, and it's not serving the purpose of what the ordinance is intended to do, but we had to pick a threshold somewhere. And I just think, personally for me, that setting this one category different than the others, that's kind of right, a little bit of an issue.
Because that would automatically force Target to just log everything.
Yes.
Whether it's a small MP3 player up to an actual laptop.
Right.
And the other side of the coin is a store like Play Against Sports will never come to York, though. Why would they? If they have this regulatory oversight.
Does Aurora have similar things like this? Resales license?
They have a similar regulatory ordinance and process. Yes. I'm not familiar with the specifics of it, but I know that when we talked about the Fox Valley coin issue, there were some similar discussions going on at the time.
Yeah, it almost seems like, yes, it does single out the one business, and that's the million cap and on up. But now I'm like, oh, anything under 35%. And I know that it's sometimes difficult to identify what source of income has what percentage of my annual. So it almost makes sense to me to look at the item itself rather than make these balloon 35% and over or a million and under, or a million and over. It almost makes more sense to go, if you do accept these items, they have to be logged into the system if they're over a certain dollar value. But then again, now you're putting bureaucratic minutia on store owners. And like Target, they can automate it. But like I don't think this is something that you can just discuss with a 3-page packet. I think this is actually a little bit bigger than we had imagined.
Jared, did you have something?
When we did this with the smaller pawn shops, they have to, it's a computer program they use, correct? And that means, so Target's going to be doing the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. And then if they came to us, are there other Targets doing this in other communities? And ours is just looking? I mean, it's the first I heard of Target doing this, but then I'm not a Target shop. Or something.
To be honest, I don't know. I would have to go back and check and then let you know.
Maybe this is the first time hearing that they were getting to.
This is not time sensitive at all, correct?
It is not time sensitive, other than I think that because it's unregulated, Target is currently doing it. So it's only time sensitive in that regard. If you want to regulate it, then the sooner something gets passed, the sooner it's applied. But there's not like a deadline or
I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of questions, and I don't want to vote on something before we hash all this out.
And yeah, the other thing I want to point out is, I mean, Target is one of the biggest stores in our community. I think we're poking the bear here.
Right.
They employ all these people.
Get them on board.
They're a good steward of our community. I don't see any reason to do this. Frankly, if we think somebody went into Target because they had some merchandise, it's Target. They have great surveillance, they have all that loss prevention, the cameras, all the, we it's not like they're going to some back shop where we're never gonna see who's walking into the store. I didn't like the original ordinance, here we go, trickle, and this is how these ordinances work. I'm just not a fan of it. I would love to make a motion to table this instead of that today.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, roll call, please.
After me, you guys can do whatever you want.
Peterson?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarullis?
Aye.
Colosima?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Deschewski?
Aye.
Motion passes.
So definitely for public safety, let's reach out to Target again and see if any other targets are regulated like this and get some more info.
So the public safety is, when's the next, this one, it doesn't happen every month.
The only thing I thought of that.
I just, because I want to make sure I go to that.
April 4th. We should call a special.
Call a special.
Or can we just add it to another meeting? EDC?
You can put it in the EDC or admin, whatever you want.
At least you'll have two EDCs before the next PS.
No, I think we set that. I'm sure I'll take a good look at it in April.
Okay. No editing committee report. A couple of informational items from Park Board. They are going out for request for proposal for baseball and softball uniforms and equipment. You're just making us aware of that. You don't need any vote or anything?
Right.
Okay. Any idea, Tim, how baseball registrations are going? Is the word out there? I mean, are we seeing the same numbers that YYBS had? Or?
We just actually met on it today with some of the YYBSA people, and the numbers are very comparable this early in the registration process.
Okay. So. I bumped into Rusty the other day, and they were all very happy. And are they, did you get any feedback from people signing up? I mean, are
they happy? We've had feedback from residents who are saying that they're glad that the city's kind of taking it over and that it'll take some of the politics of the partisanship out of it and that it'll be just staff making those decisions.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of work. We're going to make sure we're organized on day one. All right.
Have you thought about the loss of revenue from my kids now going from soccer to baseball? Just kidding.
Are we doing like sponsorships where the you know the shirts have the Bost Auto on the back?
Yes, we are.
Are we?
Yes.
All right. And obviously, you're letting one of our other large employers in on the RFP process, making them aware that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm working with the person purchasing manager on that. And okay. As we have. So we reach out to them, email them all the information.
Yeah, if it works out, it'd be nice to see all those kids wearing blue and blue attire. I don't know if it'll work out or not, but that would be nice.
We'll see what the numbers come in at.
Yep. Okay, and then the other thing is going out for request for proposal for program catalog.
Yes, it's just
something you do every year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, the catalog comes out, what, three times a year or twice a year?
Three times a year.
Three
so
times,
yeah. The winter, summer, and then fall.
Yeah, someone was texting me, like, yeah, 7 times. All right, thanks for the updates. Moving on to PZC. I'll entertain a motion to approve an ordinance approving a Fourth Amendment to the Planned Unit Development Agreement between the City and Cal Atlantic Group, Inc., Wood Dead Ridge Subdivision, not authorized the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions?
Yeah.
Yes.
This vote would likely cost my divorce. My wife wants me to vote against this, but I'm going to vote for it. So, if anybody has a warm extra room in their house, tonight's city council meeting, please let me know. I might be taking you
by. Would these homes block that beautiful view?
These homes will block the view of my beautiful backyard. We knew that going in, so I told her she sounds like everybody else.
Progress. Any other comments, questions? Roll call, please.
Tarullis.
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll entertain a motion to approve approve an ordinance amending the Yorkville zoning ordinance by revising the definition of microbrewery and adding breweries as permitted uses in manufacturing districts and special uses in the business districts, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments, questions? Roll call, please.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Hunkhauser?
Aye.
Nalschewski?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Turlis?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I will entertain a motion to approve an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance by adding the regulations for mobile food and retail vendor vehicles, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Nope, I need a motion.
So moved.
So moved, you're second.
Yeah.
Get that, Beth?
Thank you.
Comments, questions? Roll call, please.
Hunkhauser?
Aye.
Nalschewski?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Turlis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right, no city council reports, city clerk's report.
Yes, just a reminder that this coming Saturday, February 2nd at 10 o'clock at Trinity United Methodist Church, newly published author Leah Stanley will be speaking on her experience of caring for her elderly grandparents through dementia and Alzheimer's. So if you're interested, and it's open to the public, everyone's welcome, 10 o'clock at Trinity. Thank you.
Thank you. Any community and liaison reports? Yes, sir?
Just a quick one. The AACBB has an annual meeting coming up, so that will be March 4th at or 14th at the Aurora Regional Fire Museum. I think everybody probably has received their invitation already for that, but it's good. It's an interesting kind of state of affairs for the organization and kind of our area, so if you can make it, that's a good opportunity.
I did not look at the email closely, but do they have a keynote speaker this year? They usually have a keynote, don't they?
Let me see if it was listed there. I think they've gone public with the speaker yet.
I think it was a save the date email.
They usually have a very good speaker.
Yes, they have had some very good speakers in the past, but they've not announced it this year.
Any other community and liaison reports? Staff reports?
No reports.
Any additional business?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Two things.
What? Yes, go ahead.
First thing was this month, Ken and I were at the park board meeting, and towards the end of the meeting, they were just kind of blazing over the fact that they had done all these special events. And I kind of looked at them like, we do a lot of stuff. So I had sent an email to Aaron, assistant administrator, while Bart was out of town, saying, can you please share what the park board has done for our community over the last year? So in 2018, 34 special events, 16 were free. And when you compare that back to when Tim first started, we had 6. So there is a piece of documentation in one of the previous, from this month's park board, and it lists all of the special events that we are not only involved in or but have basically created organically. So Tim and I thought it would be necessary to again acknowledge the fact that you guys are kicking a lot of butt. And you bring in a large number of revenue, but more importantly, there's a lot of people that stay in Yorkville because of your program. So I want you to know that we know and we are appreciative. And very impressed with your organization. All of you guys are top notch. So just once again, tip of the hat.
Thank you very much.
And then secondly, this is what I actually was going to actually ask for official permission. All of you know that last year I had the NSPAM project. I gave a talk today to some kids at a school, and one of the teachers stopped me and said talking about suicide was the hardest thing he's ever had to do as a survivor. And it kind of kicked me in the throat, so I am officially asking permission to start over. I've already showed the mayor my letter to elected officials, and I've adjusted the proclamation to change the lettering a little bit. Over the last year, I've been working with a group called Hope for the Day out of Chicago. Sorry, I'm kind of weepy. Working with a group out of Chicago called Hope for the Day, and the word awareness kept on ticking me off because we keep on talking about awareness as if once you know about something, you don't need awareness anymore. So I've basically stricken the word awareness from every email that I'm going to send from here on out because I'm well aware of suicide. I'm well aware of what it's done to me. Just as a person who's watched friends and family suffer from the after effects, and then to have somebody that I don't know come up to me and tell me that me talking about it meant a lot, kind of kicked me in the throat again. So I am hereby officially asking, I would like to start over on the 2019 NSPAMP project. Like I said, I'm renaming it. It's the National Suicide Prevention and Action Month Proclamation. Action being this year when I ask people to actually read the proclamation, I'm going to ask that they share it with their constituents. A lot of the municipalities that we had involved last year talked about it on their Facebook pages, but we don't know about their staff. If you don't know that there are services available, a lot of crap can happen. And when one person ends up taking their life, when one person completes suicide, the ripples are unbelievably damaging to the entire community. Yorkville has had a couple experiences over the last few months that will change people's lives for the negative. I will tell you that the last 3 years of my life have been miserable because a 40-year-old friend of mine didn't realize how much he was loved, and he completed suicide, and it has absolutely changed everything about my life. I have taken a lot of steps to be able to talk without making this noise with my mouth, but I'm learning that it's okay not to be okay. I'm still miserable. So with your permission, I'd like to start over tonight and start sending out emails. Last year was 234 cities and 20 counties and 40 different states. I got to quadruple that. I don't know, we can't do it with states, but this needs to be bigger. This needs to be a bigger topic. I'm sick of it being 1 month. I'm glad that there is 1 month, so I do have a goal in mind as far as, you know, targeting people to talk about it. But there's just too much going on with it, and there's too many small organizations that aren't aware of the bigger organizations. There's too many big organizations that get a boatload of money, and all they do is talk about statistics. I've seen enough statistics. I would like to continue working on this, so I'm officially asking for your permission right now.
Well, thank you, Alderman Frieders. We definitely appreciate your efforts, and you have my 100% support. I'm sure probably from the city council as well.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for doing it. And obviously, you see all the results you had from the 2018 campaign, and we reached a lot of people. You know, if it makes a difference to one person, it's worth it.
Thank you.
So thank you again. Do we have any other additional business? We do have a lengthy executive session. Before we go into executive session, does anyone have any other citizen comments on any other items? So we don't make you wait until after executive session. Okay, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for litigation.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Terulis? Aye. Milschewski?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Blocher?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Aye.